Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're with Zichus Nazir Dav Vav, the first parak, Kol Kenuei Nazirus. So the three Davs are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah stated that if one accepted two consecutive Nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day, and instead shaved on the 30th, it's valid, and he shaves for the second Nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. This seems to contradict Rav Masna, who says that Nazirus is for 30 days. The Gemara explains, as before, that the shaving on the 30th day is valid because he holds Mixas HaYom Kukua, part of the day counts as the entire day. When the Gemara objects that the Tana has already taught this principle in the case brought on the previous daf, according to Rav Masna, it answers, Mahu detema hanimili l'inyan chad Nazirus. You might say that this principle applies only for a single Nazirus term, such as the case of a 30-day Nazirus. Avol shtei Nazirus lo, but for two consecutive Nazirus terms, it does not, meaning that the 30th day cannot be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. The Tana thus teaches us that it can. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became tamei on the 30th day of Nazirus, so says the Kol, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the Tahara process. This only applies if he became tamei during the Nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Pada, who holds that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Tumah thus occurred after the Nazirus term ended. The Rishonim explained that although according to Rav Masna as well, we have learned that after part of the 30th day the Nazirus is over, it only ends after having brought his korbanos according to this Tana. Bar Pada responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes Tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see Rabbi Eliezer holds his Nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point. But they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his Nazirus term, and Tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. Rav Masna answers that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Nazirus is 30 days, but considers the term completed after part of the 30th day, even before the Kabbanis are brought. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days becomes Tamei on the 100th day, the Tanakhama says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rabbi Eliezer says he only forfeits 30 days. The Gemara initially asks that if Rabbi Eliezer considers the term complete after part of the final day, as Rav Masna said above, he should not forfeit anything. The Gemara counters that if he does not, he should forfeit the entire term, as the Tanakhama holds. To this, the Gemara answers that although he became Tamei during his term and should begin anew, Rabbi Eliezer darshans the Pasuk, Zos Toras HaNazir B'Yom Melos Yomei Nizro, this is the law of the Nazir, on the day of his completion of his Nazirus, which teaches, Nitma b'yom alos, ten lo toras Nazir. If he became Tamei on the day of completion, give him the law of a standard Nazir. There's a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Nazirus and not his entire term. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah stated that if one accepted two consecutive Nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day, and instead shaved on the 30th, it is valid, and he shaves for the second Nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. This seems to contradict Rav Masna, who says that Nazirus is for 30 days. The Gemara explains, as before, that the shaving on the 30th day is valid because he holds Mixas HaYom Kukua, part of the day counts as the entire day. When the Gemara objects that the Tana has already taught this principle in the case brought on the previous daf, according to Rav Masna, it answers, Mahu detema hanimili l'inyan chad Nazirus. You might say that this principle applies only for a single Nazirus term, such as the case of a 30-day Nazirus. Avol shtei Nazirus lo, but for two consecutive Nazirus terms, it does not, meaning that the 30th day cannot be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. The Tana thus teaches us that it can. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became tamei on the 30th day of Nazirus, so says the Kol, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the Tahara process. This only applies if he became tamei during the Nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Pada, who holds that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Tumah thus occurred after the Nazirus term ended. The Rishonim explained that although according to Rav Masna as well, we have learned that after part of the 30th day the Nazirus is over, it only ends after having brought his korbanos according to this Tana. Bar Pada responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes Tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see Rabbi Eliezer holds his Nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point. But they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his Nazirus term, and Tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. Rav Masna answers, Rav Eliezer agrees that Nazirus is 30 days, but considers the term completed after part of the 30th day, even before the Kabbanis are brought. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days becomes Tameh on the 100th day, the Tanakhama says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rav Eliezer says he only forfeits 30 days. The Gemara initially asks that if Rav Eliezer considers the term complete after part of the final day, as Rav Masna said above, he should not forfeit anything. The Gemara counters that if he does not, he should forfeit the entire term, as the Tanakhama holds. To this, the Gemara answers that although he became Tameh during his term and should begin anew, Rabbi Yezir darshens the pasuk, Zos Toras HaNazir B'Yom Melos Yomei Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir on the day of his completion of his Nazir, which teaches, Nitma B'Yom Melos Temlo Toras Nazir. If he became Tameh on the day of completion, give him the law of a standard Nazir. There's a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Nazirus and not his entire term. All right, so now we go to our Siman Dav Vav, and our standard Siman is a sword because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The Nazir who took the sword with a hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tameh that day and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be a Nazir for 100 days lest he become Tameh on the last day. Once again, slow motion. The Nazir who took the sword, that must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that if one accepted two consecutive Nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day and instead shaved on the 30th, it is valid, and he shaves for the second Nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. The Gemara explains that this is not a steer to Rav Masna, since he holds Mixus a Yom Kukul, part of the day counts as a full day, and the Mishnah is coming to teach that this principle applies even with a case of two consecutive Nazirus terms, that the 30th day can be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. So the Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tameh that day, which reminds us. The Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became Tameh on the 30th day of Nazirus, so says the Kol, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the Tahara process. This only applies if he became Tameh during the Nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Pada, who holds that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Tumah thus occurred after the Nazirus term ended. Bar Pada responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes Tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that his Nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point, but they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his Nazirus term, and Tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. So the Nazir who took the sword with his hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tameh that day and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be a Nazir for 100 days lest he become Tameh on the last day. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days became Tameh on the 100th day, the Tanakhama says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rabbi Eliezer says he only forfeits 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer darshens the pasuk, Zos Toras HaNazir B'Yom Melos Yemei Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir on the day of his completion of his Nazirus, which teaches, Nitma B'Yom Melos Tenlo Toras Nazir. If he became Tameh on the day of completion, give him the law of his standard Nazir. There is a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Nazirus and not his entire term. So once again, the Nazir took the sword with a hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus, was distraught when he was informed that he'd become Tameh that day, and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be a Nazir for 100 days, lest he become Tameh on the last day. All right, so now it's time for four blah ba chazar. Daf base. So the sim for daf base is a bias, a house. So here goes. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house. That must be run daf base, bias, house. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign, Nazich, Nazik, Upaziach, over the door. Which reminds us, the Masechta opens discussing kinuim of Nazirus, such as Nazich, Nazik, Upaziach, as well as Yados for Nazirus, and explains the reason the Mishnah brings examples of Yados before examples of kinuim, even though kinuim were mentioned first, is since Yados are learned from Midrasha, they're especially precious to the Tana. So the Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Pazir, over the door, and overlook the temple where sotahs were disgraced. Which reminds us, the reason that Nazir is in Seder Nashim, in proximity to the masechtos of Sotah and Gittin, instead of in Kachim, is to say that the cause of a sotah's sin was drinking wine, and therefore teaches, Kol ro sotah bekikula yazir atzmo min yayin. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through nazirus from wine. So the nazirs in the hairy house, which had a sign with nazir, nazik, upazir, over the door, and overlook the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, ehei and ehei na'eh, which reminds us, the mission teaches that the declarations of ehei and ehei na'eh are effective to make someone a nazir. And the Gemara explains that the cases were where a nazir was passing by, and the person had a mind to become a nazir. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding the hairy camel, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal, camel. The man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Hari L'Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a nazir. The Gemara explains that the source of the word Shiluch means to grow is from the Pasek Shalachayich Pardes Rimonim, your growth of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk of b'shaleich maim al pnei chutzos and sends water upon the fields can be understood to mean growth, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow. The pasuk would then mean who causes fruit to grow through water on the fields. So the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow and said, Hari alai l'shaleich pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that one who says, Hari alai tziparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Rav Meir says he's a nazir, and the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Rav Meir's position that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Rav Meir holds matbis inish b'midi de samichle. A person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends, and the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan has a different reason for Rav Meir. So the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, and then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hari nazir min hakartzani min hazog min hatalachas min hatuma, one who says, I'm hereby nazir from grape seeds, or from grapeskins, or from hair cutting, or from tuma, Hari is a nazir called tiktuk de nazir is a love. He's a nazir, and all the details of nazirus are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of nazirus subjects him to a full status of nazirus with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Eino chayv ad shehidra makuam. He's not obligated in anything until he vows from all of them. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, that must be more in Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches the difference between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Shimshon may never cut his hair, and if he becomes Tameh, does not bring Karbanos for Tumah. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches a Machlokes about Nazir Shimshon. Rav Yehuda says he's permitted to become Tameh, as our Mishnah has explained. Rav Shimon says, Ha'omer Nazir Shimshon l'omer klum. One who says, I'm hereby Nazir Shimshon has said nothing, because we do not find about Shimshon that a vow of Nazirus ever left his mouth. The Gemara attempts to parallel this Machlokes with a Machlokes about one who forbids an item on himself like a Bechor, which is forbidden. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, did let the handsome Nazir enter, whose hairy locks were arranged in curls. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident with Shimon HaTzadik, who did partake of a carbon of a handsome Nazir. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn? Kol ro sota bekukula yazir atzma min hayayin. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Nazirus from wine. That's on daf. Daf Hay, so the Simmer Daf Hay is hay, or a bale of hay. So here goes. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay. Hairy bale of hay? That must mean we're on Daf Hay. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, which reminds us we have a machlokes regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair. Was it every 12 months, or every 30 days because of COVID, heaviness like Kohanim, or every Friday? So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut After 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziras is 29 or 30 days, which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding the length of a standard unspecified naziras. Rav Masna says it's 30 days, learned from the pasuk kadosh yiyeh, with the gematria of yiyeh being 30. And Bar Pada says it's 29 days, learned from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the term nazir. So the nazir prince and the kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziras is 29 or 30 days after they watched the nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Bar Pada since the Mishnah says that shaving is on the 31st day, and a challenge to Rav Masna since shaving on the 30th day is valid. So once again, the nazir prince and the kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziras is 29 or 30 days after they watched a nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff you learn that one who says, Hari alai l'shalech pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a nazir, and l'shalech means to grow, that's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff we've been machlokes if a nazir becomes tummy on the 100th day, which is the final day of his naziris, whether he forfeits his entire naziris or only 30 days, that's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff we've been machlokes regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair, that's on daf. Hey, good. Number 4, which daf do we machokes remember the Chachamim regarding one who says, Hari alai tziporin, an obligation of birds is upon me, whether he's a nazir or not, that's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 5, which daf do we machokes regarding what happens if a nazir becomes tamei on the 30th day, that's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 6, which daf do we machokes if the length of a stam naziras is 29 or 30 days, that's on daf. Hey, good. Number 7. Which daf does the Mishnah bring differences between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam? That's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which of them, if one accepted two consecutive Naziris terms and shaved on the 30th day, it's valid since Mixas Hayom Kakua works on consecutive terms? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf did the incident of the handsome Nazir was approved of by Shimon HaTzadik? That's on daf. Solid. Good. Number 10. Which daf is machlokes if someone says he's a nazir from one aspect of a naziris, such as grapes, whether he's a nazir or not, that's on daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.